Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shaped the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Thanks again for joining us this week right here on Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. I am Bob Gibson, and we have a great show planned for you this week. We're just on the heels of coming out of the prep sports season, as we talked about last week here on the show. We talked about our great stories throughout the year. Well, the Orange County Register, just a couple of weeks ago, held their annual Prep Sports Awards, and it was just a great evening to be out and honor all the great high school athletes and coaches. I was honored to be a part of it as well, giving out one of the awards, the Trinity High School Athlete of the Year Award, and that was given to the great JT Daniels, the record-breaking quarterback at Modern Day High School. And what a year it was for the Monarchs and for JT. And after the awards ceremony, I got a chance to catch up with that sophomore quarterback. Yes, he's only a sophomore. Two more years still to go for JT. We're looking forward to what he's going to do. But after this great sophomore season, I had a chance to sit down with him and talk about this great accolade.
JT, congratulations on the evening tonight. What does it mean to you to be talked about like you were tonight and to be honored in this way?
I mean, it is a great honor. Like, Orange County is loaded with athletes and talent all across the board. It is definitely a good feeling to, you know, be put up there at the, will be regarded as, you know, one of the top athletes in the county.
When you went into this football season, you know, what were your goals?
Really, we wanted to win a championship. And we had the talent to do that. Came up a little short, but, you know, it happens. But we wanted to cultivate a locker room of team of guys that just loved each other, too. And that we accomplished that one. Didn't come with the championship, but overall it was a great season because, you know, I look at all every dude on that last team and I can tell them I love them.
Is it the type of thing where you've looked at the film a lot of times that last game? Or is it just, hey, I've turned the page and next year's next year now?
It's a little bit of both. It's hard to look at a game like that where you just, you know, came up short. But you kind of have to learn from it, right?
True. Have you had a chance to reflect back on this season, a record-breaking season? I mean, at one point, I thought you were going to throw 70 touchdown passes pretty easily. You came up just short of that, but an amazing season. I mean, you've got to be proud of what you accomplished, not only as a team, but you personally as well.
Yeah, I mean, I did some good stats, but if you saw Amon-Ra and Osiris and Bruce, CJ, Nico, my mom could throw some of those. I mean, you know, just a great stack team all around, but a great season, yeah.
Has this been your dream most of your life, was to be in this position you are right now at the school you're at?
I'd always dreamed of playing modern day football since fifth grade, so yeah.
When you look towards next season, obviously you get a little chip on your shoulder going into next season. That's a good thing, right? I mean, to have that goal and for all your teammates that are coming back to look towards that.
I do agree. Loss is definitely motivation. And yeah, we're going to take that with us this year.
What are the lessons you learned from your head coach, Bruce Rawlinson, and not just Coach Rallo, but, you know, the rest of the staff, too? I mean, Coach Money, everybody there, it's a legendary coaching staff, been there a long time. I'm sure you've had a chance to really just soak in everything that they have to offer you.
You learn so much about responsibility and really taking your own life into your own hands and making it happen, not only for yourself, but for your team. I mean, Coach Rallo is probably the greatest man I know.
Somebody asked me what your greatest attributes are from what I saw covering you this year, and I said it was your poise. Talk about you just being a sophomore, a 10th grader, but the poise that you show. Do you feel like your teammates have that ultimate confidence in you that, you know, when you lead them out there every Friday night?
I do by now, yeah. I mean, my freshman year, I depended a lot on, like, Curtis Robinson, Brandon LaMarche, and Jed Smith and all those guys because, you know, I was just a freshman playing varsity. And it was a big difference from 8th grade youth ball. But, you know, you just do it enough, you get used to it, and you got a group of brothers that, you know, that'll do anything for you. So I just kind of had to do my part.
JT Daniels joining us this week on Catholic Sports View from the Orange County Register Sports Awards. JT was just named Athlete of the Year for the Trinity League this past season. Do you take that responsibility seriously when you look upon, obviously, the eyes are always on the quarterback. You know, how important is it to you personally to want to be that guy?
I mean, I never put too much stress on personal awards. You know, don't get me wrong, it's a huge honor, and I'm really grateful to win this award, you know, from OC Varsity. But I can't really control myself winning that award, so I don't really try to. I just do, you know, whatever I can for my team, my program, and wherever that leads me to, it leads me to.
I know during the season you don't look at the newspaper clippings or any of the stories, but maybe your parents or people will kind of put that stuff aside for you. Have you had a chance to enjoy it a little bit?
I mean, I've enjoyed what I've done, but I haven't done much yet. You know, I still haven't got a championship, and I'm still a sophomore. So I enjoy what I can, but there's a lot more for me to do.
Is that really obviously it is the ultimate goal to win a championship. The league championships are almost a foregone conclusion at modern day, but it's all about winning CIF and then hopefully state after that as well.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes in terms of like physical team goals, yes, that's the ultimate goal. But there's a lot more to football that I play for, and I just love the game, and I love all my teammates, and just that the whole experience of, you know, working for something together. I mean, I think that's the real goal.
What are the things you've been working on in the offseason? What are the things you want to improve in your game?
A lot of pocket presence, and I want to have a higher completion. I want to finish this year with about an 83% completion percentage.
You think that's a doable number?
With the talent I have, the coaches I have, and the line I have, that's very possible. If I do my job right, that's very possible.
What is it about Modern Day? I mean, why is it such a special program? Kids come in there, obviously, you know, talented kids such as yourself, but even kids that come in that maybe don't have, you know, that upper echelon talent. Coach Rollins and that staff, they know how to get the most out of everybody.
It's set from the players of the past, you know, from the 90s to the 2000s. I mean, part of it's in Coach Rollins' voice, you know. All you have to do is hear it, and you want to play for him. I mean, that's just kind of the way Modern Day is. Like, it's just Modern Day. You can't argue with it. It's hard to explain, but you can't argue with it either.
Is there almost a feeling like, hey, you don't want to be that school that let it down or had that down year?
I mean, of course you never want to be, and like there is pressure of that at Modern Day, but no one really focuses on it like that. Like we want to, you know, achieve all these things, but we understand that football is worth more than just wins and losses.
Do you ever take a moment to compare yourself against some other players around Southern California or the quarterbacks you've seen you've played against?
I mean, I definitely try not to. I like just comparing whose game is better. There's so many variables. You know, we're on different teams, different coaches, completely different, you know, like a different past background of previous coaches. There's too much to it to compare yourself evenly to another quarterback, so I don't even try to.
Is it easy for you to, you know, so everybody's already talking about, as a sophomore, where are you going to play in college? Where are you going to go? Is it easy to put that stuff aside and not think about it? Or is it tough sometimes to kind of deflect that stuff away from you?
I got a really good support cast, like, you know, with Rollo and my dad and, you know, just all everyone that I have in my circle and those people around me. It hasn't been a challenge yet, you know. I'm not even worried about college yet. Like, I'm focused on Modern Day football. I'm still a sophomore.
Obviously, we've seen some of the great quarterbacks in Orange County come through Modern Day. Have you had a chance to talk to any of them, you know, pick their brain?
Yeah, I've thrown with Matt Barkley a couple times, and you know, whenever I'm around him, whatever questions I have, I'm shooting all of them at him. You know, I want to learn everything that guy knows, because Matt's just an awesome dude and a great quarterback.
Right. Hey, congratulations, JT, and you know, wish you success. You know, the next couple of years as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a great evening that was. We want to thank JT Daniels one more time and his entire family. What a great evening it was for them to enjoy. And once again, my thanks to Brian Patterson and Eric Morgan and everybody out at the Orange County Register for including me in that event. And what a first-class event it was out at the Marconi Automotive Museum. A lot of fun out there. Look at all those great athletes and these great seasons they all had. And the coaches as well. Don't forget about the coaches, all the great seasons they all had here in the Orange County area. Well, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back here on Catholic Sports View, we're going to talk to Steve Churm. He's the Chief Communications Officer with Five Point, and Five Point had quite a display on at the High School Awards as well. It was quite a video that showed exactly what's going on at the Great Park in Irvine, all the great sports fields that are going to be coming up and popping up in that area here in the next year or so. Stay tuned. We'll have our interview with Steve Churm when we come back right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Start the show this week by talking with Steve Churm. He's the Chief Communications Officer with Five Point. Five Point is revitalizing the Great Park area down in Irvine, and we welcome in Mr. Churm. Steve, thanks for joining us here this week on Catholic Sports View.
Thank you, Bob. I've been looking forward to this, and you're nice to have me on the show.
No, thank you so much for joining us and taking a few minutes to describe to our listeners out there what Five Point is doing. And I tell you, I got a chance to see a presentation at the Orange County Register Prep Sports Awards. The video just blew me away because it just showed exactly what Five Point has done just to create and transform this Great Park area into athletic facilities that are going to be enjoyed by so many people in Southern California.
Well, thank you, Bob. We're very excited. The former El Toro Marine Corps Air Station, right there in the heart of Irvine, has really been transformed. And we were fortunate in 2007 to acquire that base, the entire base. And beginning in 2013, we began building homes there. And ultimately, we'll build about 9,500 homes around what was the former Marine Corps Air Station there. But as part of our arrangement with the city, their approval of our project to build homes and office buildings, we agreed to build the Orange County Great Park. And although there have been some pieces there, we think one of the centerpieces of the Great Park itself will be this 175-acre sports park, 2.5 times the size of Disneyland. And the first phase of that sports park, 53 wonderful acres, is just about to open early August. We'll have an open house, turn that over to the city, and it will become one of the great sports parks in America, certainly the largest in California in terms of multi-sport fields. So we're very excited about what we've been able to build for the citizens of Irvine, the County of Orange, and really, frankly, for the athletes who are going to use that facility.
Now, the magnitude of the entire project is humongous. I mean, it's been talked about for years. Not a huge job for Five Point. This is what you guys do for a living, obviously. But from those of us on the outside looking at it, we say, oh, my gosh, how do you go about setting out this plan from Five Point's point of view and how this is exactly going to look when it's all said and done?
Well, we work closely with the city. We also work closely with a number of sports officials to really lay out this 175 acres. And by the way, this 175 acres is just part of the 688-acre Great Park.
Right.
You can see this is one component. The Great Park is not just a sports park. Sports are going to be a significant element. But a lot of talk about ultimately a museum district there, a permanent amphitheater to replace Irvine Meadows, and some other amenities, so not necessarily sports-centric. But the first phase, this 53 acres in the sports park, we worked with a number of planners and participants to really determine what was needed. And ultimately, we settled on the championship soccer stadium, 6 new natural sod soccer fields, a 25-court tennis complex, including a championship court. And what we think is really fun are 5 championship sand volleyball courts that a number of universities in Southern California have looked at as a new venue for that fast and rapidly growing sport. So all of that plus a 1-acre children's park, and it's going to be a great start to what will ultimately be this huge sports complex.
Steve Cherm joining us this week on Catholic Sports View. He's the Chief Communications Officer with Five Point. Obviously, I would imagine just a ton of research has gone into this, and obviously a lot of community input as well.
Absolutely. This is a park for the public. This is a park for the city of Irvine. And when you look around, Bob, Southern California, and specifically Orange County, is such a center of activity, both recreational and competitive sports, and the need for high quality, we call them world-class facilities, is continuing to grow. And we really wanted to develop something here that not only for the current generation, but for generations to come, where sports can be played and practices can be held and spectators can enjoy. The soccer stadium will have a capacity of 5,000 fans. Not another soccer facility like that in the County of Orange. It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is. And for people who get a chance to see the video or any of the pictures on the websites as well, I highly encourage you to check into those. You know, you mentioned the soccer fields, the flex fields, which I thought is very, you know, interesting. You know, soccer, rugby, lacrosse, you know, multi-sports that can take place on some of those fields. The baseball stadium is what caught my eye as a baseball guy. I said, man, this stadium is as good as any minor league stadium across Southern California. Softball fields, you mentioned the volleyball courts, 25 tennis courts, basketball courts. You know, there's no stone left unturned here. Whatever sport you play, you're going to get a chance to take part in this facility.
Well, the first phase, which will be about a third of the sports park that opens in early August, is really going to be a precursor to what's coming. You mentioned the baseball stadium, a gorgeous stadium, two stories in terms of the seating as well as press box, capacity for about 1,200 fans with seats, and that championship stadium will anchor six other fields, a total of seven baseball stadiums. I think this will become a center for youth baseball tournaments regionally, statewide, and nationally. An adjoining softball complex with seating for over 700, five total fields, and a championship stadium. And then, as you said, Bob, the flex field, some large grass areas that can be easily converted for rugby, cricket, lacrosse, and a variety of field sports that really reflect the changing diversity and demographics of our county. A lot of new immigrants moving here, and they bring their own love of sport and their own unique sports, and that's what's going to make this park such an exciting place to be on a Saturday and Sunday to see all of this activated simultaneously. I should add that the full park will be completed by the end of 2018.
That's fabulous. You know, you're right. You look around and I see cricket being played at different venues around. Certainly lacrosse has just, you know, spiked in popularity over the past decade and a half here in the Orange County area. Field hockey is huge. We see rugby. You know, these fields, obviously are going to add to the entire experience. People as homeowners in the area, people as renters in the area. You know, there's a children's play area. And I imagine too, as well as several parks, you know, just parks to relax in for folks to have picnics in as well.
Yes, this is a facility that isn't just necessarily competitive sports. It will be available through the City of Irvine for recreation as well as all levels of activity. I think what's really exciting about this is it is a central asset, open space that will be accessible to the public with ample parking. And it will have all the amenities. It will have restrooms. It will have hospitality areas. The championship soccer stadium has two levels of opportunity for entertaining with that press box. So these are not just a field with some chalk on them and a backstop. These are fully developed facilities that really match the need, the demand, and I think the requirements to enjoy sports and being outside and with families at an optimal level. So I think we've gone a long way. We've gone much further than was required of us to build these facilities to a standard that we think is unrivaled in California.
Steve Cherm joining us, Chief Communications Officer with Five Point, on the phone with us this week on Catholic Sports View. I certainly don't want to get into city politics whatsoever, but suffice to say that there's always a cry from communities out there for more athletic fields, more open space. Do you find that cry kind of fell on the ears of Five Point and the City of Irvine and really spurred, you know, this project to get done so quickly?
Well, I give a lot of credit to a significant number of youth athletic clubs that stepped up to the city, asked for this. The city listened. We listened. The city, in collaboration with Five Point, designed a complex that I think is going to answer a lot of the, I won't say demands, but certainly the requests and the pleas we heard from those believing that more facilities were needed. But I remind you, Bob, and all your listeners that this 175 acres is just going to be part of the overall Great Park. Lots of talk about a very significant multi-acre botanical garden for those that like to walk and be outside, bike trails, some open space areas for just family activities. And it'll all be in and around the sports complex, and I just think two or three years from now, that Great Park is going to be a treasure, something to rival Balboa Park in San Diego, Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, and ultimately perhaps Central Park in New York.
Yeah, it's really going to be a legacy. My next question, obviously, is, you know, Irvine is already a city known worldwide as one of the a destination city in Orange County. Obviously, it's always listed as one of the safest cities in the United States, and just a beautiful place to be. This, as you said, this is going to put Irvine on the map as one of the great cities anywhere.
Well, I think it's really going to already Irvine with its Woollett Aquatic Center, where many of the water polo and swim championships in California and even in Olympic trials has been held. Bill Barber, the great softball complex, has done so much for girls and women's softball here in Southern California. This new Great Park Sports Park will add to that reputation as a center of activity, a center of celebrating youth. We've already seen numbers from the Irvine Chamber of Commerce that suggest this will become a destination for national tournaments, filling hotel rooms and restaurants. So really a revenue opportunity for the city as well. So we think this has so many benefits for the city of Irvine, and we're just glad as a land developer that we've been a part of building this and delivering this as promised to the city, the residents, and the County of Orange. Come join us on Saturday, August 5th. We have a day of activity plan, plus an evening concert in the new stadium. It's all free, and we'd love to have anyone and everyone come out and really see what we've done here in this first phase. It will take your breath away.
Absolutely. It's on the calendar, August 5th. It's on my calendar. We'll remind everybody as well in the coming weeks. Steve Sherm, thanks again for joining us here on Catholic Sports View. Stay with us right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Sports View, and joining me right now is Brian Patterson, Prep Sports Editor with the Orange County Register. Brian, thanks for taking a couple of minutes here with us on Catholic Sports View.
Bob, I'm happy to do it. This is a wonderful event that we have every year, and I'm happy to talk to you about it.
Perfect. The event happened a couple of weeks ago. It was so much fun. I was really honored to be a part of it, to give out the Trinity League Sports Athlete of the Year to J.T. Daniels of Modern Day, as we've talked about numerous times on our show here, and obviously he's filled up a lot of column inches in your newspaper as well. You know, I have to imagine it was just another great night as far as the Register is concerned as well.
It was. We always look forward to this event. I've been involved with the high school sports over here since 2007, and I've been the high school's editor since 2012. And every year, the event seems to get better, and we get a great response. And personally, I just really enjoy being around the athletes and the coaches, getting a chance to see them and then talk to them, and thanking so many of them for helping us, you know, do the coverage that we do throughout the year.
What makes Orange County such a unique area to cover prep sports?
Well, it's large. Yeah. It's a very large county. But I think what, for me, that really stands out is just the quality of the athletes, the quality of the programs, the quality of the coaching. We're talking so many outstanding athletes come through here. 2 years ago, our male and female athletes of the year were Sam Darnold, San Clemente quarterback, who's now at USC, and Katie Lou Samuelson, who's the University of Connecticut women's basketball player now, who's reached, you know, both of them have reached the national level of attention. And these athletes come out of Orange County on a pretty regular basis, so we get a chance to watch them from the time that they're freshmen, sophomores, develop and play here, and it's just a wonderful experience. I think if you're a sports fan, you really enjoy it. But even just a regular reader of the Register, hopefully, you'll get a chance to see what special kids these are and the amazing things that they're doing on a pretty regular basis.
It's amazing. You know, you've been doing this a long time, as I have, and I always think every year, I've met somebody who is never going to be surpassed. You know, how could you ever do better than this girl or this guy or whatever? And then every year I see, man, there's somebody else new that just, you know, somebody who's an Olympian or, you know, the Olympic water polo player this year who did so many things and went back to Laguna Beach and played on her high school team. And I'm thinking, man, these are just the greatest stories. This is why we do this, right?
Exactly. You know, I grew up and I remember Earl Hershiser, you know, for the Dodgers, and thought, wow, you know, when are we going to see another pitcher for the Dodgers like Earl Hershiser? And then and Clayton Kershaw comes along, and you think, oh my gosh, you know, how lucky are we to get a chance to watch Clayton Kershaw pitch? So now, you know, through with the high schools, you have this, you have these athletes who bring a great passion, a great commitment, and they wind up telling great stories. You just don't know how they're gonna unfold. So it's a little bit of a mystery, a little bit of a drama, but it's just really fun to watch these young people show so much passion and commitment to their sports, and we get to be part of it.
Brian Patterson, the high school sports editor with the Orange County Register, joining us this week on Catholic Sports View. As the night goes on, you see the smiles, obviously, on everybody's faces. You know, I know a lot of time goes into to planning this event and putting it together. Does it always go off as expected? Is that the payoff to see everybody's face with happy faces at the end?
You know, we're very fortunate. I have a very small, limited role in this. We have some wonderful people who put this program together, and I'm really happy to do my part in it. My hope at the end is that everybody comes to this event, and they, as you said, leave with a smile. Come with a smile, leave with a smile. That's what we hope. My part is try to present the awards and tell a little bit of a story about each athlete. A lot of people might not know or might not have heard about these athletes. We told stories about a Northwood cross-country runner who was a cheerleader for 3 years, you know, and who wound up dominating in cross-country this year and getting a scholarship to UCLA. So part of our banquet is to hopefully maybe tell a little bit of a story, let people know, you know, about all these great athletes from the area. And at the end of the night, as you said, hopefully people get a chance to enjoy being part of our event. We had a fabulous speaker in Ferragamo, and hopefully, as I said, we get a chance to end our year, our school year, on a very high note.
Yeah, how much fun. Well, you mentioned Vince, and, you know, Vince has such a great message. He's so well-known in the Orange County area, you know, and he seems to relate to the kids so well. I mean, for a quarterback that he played his last down before any of these kids were even born, but I thought he really came off well on the night in being able to relate to the kids today, you know, that there's still these messages in sports that resonate no matter what era you're in.
Yeah, I really did. I you know, he's just such an easygoing, friendly person. I really appreciated how he really went out of his way on stage to make each athlete feel special and welcome, and I just think that just came natural for him. And then obviously in his speech, you know, the message that he was giving, I think as an older person, I certainly could appreciate, and I certainly hope that the athletes could appreciate, you know, him talking about what he's been through as an athlete, what he's learned and what he's experienced, and hopefully that each person could take something away positive from that message that he gave.
Is it a difficult time? And explain to us a little bit of the process, sitting down and trying to narrow down who these deserving athletes are going to be when it's all said and done.
It's never easy. It's really, really tough because we do force ourselves to pick one athlete. We go throughout the entire school year. We pick one athlete and one coach for each sport. Certain sports like football and baseball, we choose more than one athlete. So we do all that. And into the year, as we get down to the start of May, we have meetings where we talk about, you know, who are the athletes who are going to be our overall athletes of the year. And we always have a very tough time finding the difference between player A, B, and C. It's just very, very difficult. One thing that we always know is that we know we're going to come up with a great winner. We could come up with three great winners if we were able to. And we always try to look back and think, you know, given the information that we have, given the evaluations, you know, that we saw, the input that we got from the coaches, our own observations, we have great people on our staff like Dan Albano and Steve Fryer have a wealth of information and experience in this business. We sit down and make the final decision. It's never easy, but I think we always feel as if we made the right choice.
Yeah, you mentioned them, and I was about to mention, you know, like Steve and Dan and the rest of your staff there. You've got one of the great staffs that you oversee there at the Register. It's such a unique paper in that, you know, there's so much attention placed on prep sports. You know, the OC Varsity section, you know, the OCVarsity.com website. There's still so much demand for it.
You know, there really is. We've been through a couple different owners, so, you know, we've gone, you know, the highest and the lows of the how many resources we have to cover high school sports, and you know, we're hopeful that in the future that we'll continue to be able to bring the same level and quality of high school coverage to the readers. We certainly feel as if there's a lot of passionate fans out there who enjoy reading about the high school sports, and there's so many parts of it, the fans and the bands and the cheerleaders, and it's a whole scene, and we do try to cover the whole spectrum if we can. And like I said before, I think this Orange County area is pretty exceptional in terms of the level of the athletes, the level of the stories, and they're great programs. I have to say that we work with some really fantastic programs who obviously make my job easier just because they're aware of making it possible for us to do our job.
Yeah, you alluded to it just a minute ago. You know, so many changes in the media landscape and the newspaper industry. I obviously don't have to tell you about all that. You've lived it here for the past several years. But it's funny. I would imagine at some point the new owners came in, and I'm sure it was music to your ears to hear that there was a commitment to keeping prep sports alive. Why do you think that there's still, there's that interest in prep sports? Is it really the fact that it's really, you know, somebody wants that hometown, you know, news coming to them, and that's why they pick up the Orange County Register?
Well, I hope so. I get that impression. You know, I've been at the Register since 2000. Before that, I went to Cal State Fullerton. I've been an avid reader of the Orange County Register since I was a young man. So I've always had an appreciation for the quality of the newspaper it is. And certainly a big fan of the sports. And I think the high school coverage has always stood out at a very high level. And hopefully people like myself have gone through Orange County and have gotten used to seeing, hopefully, great coverage. And we're hopeful that we'll continue to be able to bring great coverage to the readers. I think it would be a huge disappointment to a lot of people if that were to change.
Yeah, so true. You know, there's other entities across Southern California that dropped their prep sports coverage, and you know, I was sorry to see all that go. And I know how happy I've been here on our show here to bring some of that back as well. And you know, as Ed, I'm sure in your travels and you know, Steve and Dan, everybody as well as my travels, right? People say, "Hey, we're glad you guys are still doing this. We're glad you're still telling these stories." I mean, that's really, I think, the payoff for all of us is that people are paying attention to it, and there's still great stories to tell, from Heisman Trophy winners to Olympians to, right, the kid who was a cheerleader and then decides, "Hey, I'm going to go run cross country," and gets a scholarship.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just, you know, I'm a sports fan, so these stories mean a lot to me. And when you start dealing with high school athletes, I think it matters even more, because for a lot of them, for some of them at least, maybe this will be the only moment that they get. But those high school years are so important. I think anybody can recall their high school years pretty strongly. Lots of memories get made during those years. And I always feel as if we have a large commitment to making sure that every team, you know, gets, hopefully, we give them the same commitment that we offer every team in Orange County, that their players matter, their teams matter, and hopefully we'll be the place that we can offer them that moment to really enjoy and create a memory forever.
Yeah, so true. We're going to take a quick break here on Catholic Sports View. When we come back, we'll have more with Brian Patterson. He's the high school sports editor with the Orange County Register. We'll be right back here on Immaculate Heart Radio.
Got an awesome idea for your summer vacation. How'd you like to join Bishop Kevin Vann and Bishop Tim Fryer for a first-of-its-kind Catholic cruise from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico? You'll be entertained by acclaimed musician Francis Cabildo, music ministry director at Santa Margarita High School, and also the director of Christ Cathedral Music Ministries, Dr. John Romeri. You'll also have the blessed opportunity to celebrate Mass at the Cathedral in Ensenada. Did we say this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? It's all happening July 21st to the 24th, but there is still time to get your reservation. For info, call Travel of Orange at 877-538-0010. That's 877-538-0010. Or go to occatholic.com/travel. The Catholic cruise to Ensenada, Mexico. A once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, and joining us on the phone this week is Brian Patterson, the high school sports editor with the Orange County Register, OCVarsity.com, and the OC Varsity section in the newspaper. So many of our listeners here, I know, it's ingrained in them. You know, that's the first place you go is OC Varsity when you want all that sports news. It really has become a brand name for you guys, hasn't it?
You know, it has. It has. We, some very smart people before me realized that there was a large market, and they made a very large investment in the OC Varsity name. We created they created the website. I came aboard and worked on the OC Varsity website solely, starting in 2000 until 2012, and that was where all my time and energy went. And we certainly during that time saw a lot of great reaction to it. We really did, and the biggest complaint was they wanted more. So that's always a good thing. And yes, we certainly have tried to make OC Varsity obviously stand out. We have Steve Fryer, so that gives us a big advantage.
Right. It certainly
and
does.
And we have Dan Albano, you know, again, another somebody else who brings extreme commitment and dedication to his sport. So we have a big advantage in that we have outstanding reporters. We have many others as well. But then we take the large commitment that we want to make sure that our coverage stands out. And we try and do that in every sport throughout the year. Our season begins August 1st, and we end about 4 or 5 days after the banquet. So during that time, we're going full speed. And we enjoy it. We all have a lot of passion. It's a great feeling when we go out and cover a great story and get great photos, and then we're able to turn it into a story in the newspaper as well as a web story and video and everything that people are looking for so that they can, if they couldn't go to the game or if they did go to the game, they get a chance to relive it and enjoy it forever.
Right, so true. You mentioned the video part. I got to give a little shout-out to Jonathan Kamis as well and all the work that he does over there as well in putting those videos together and providing that part of it as well on the website.
Yeah, Jonathan's great. Again, I talk about how we're so fortunate to have people who bring something special to what we do. Jonathan's got a great eye for sports. He's got a great personality. He connects and is very playful with so many coaches, which I think is wonderful for us, you know, to have those strong relationships. And Jonathan just cares about the sports.
Yeah.
He really enjoys being out there. So it's not something I have any experience in. I grew up strict newspaper journalism, but I have a great appreciation for all that Jonathan does for us.
Is the process any different with prep sports than, say, covering the Angels or another Rams or the Lakers or even hard news or you know, other community news that goes on? Is that process any different in the sports side of the newsroom?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I was fortunate enough in my career to cover the Lakers and cover USC football and do some other things before I got over to the high schools. And, you know, we certainly try to remember that these are high school kids, that there is a level of treatment that we do. Still journalism, but there's a level of consideration that we bring to our coverage.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't want to embarrass anybody. We don't want to – it's journalism, but we certainly understand that we have to treat the high schools differently than you would the Lakers. And we try to keep in mind that these are young people and teams that we just have to we have to find a way to treat them with the proper respect and handle them in the proper way. So we still want to cover the games. We still want to cover the news. If the coach gets fired, if the coach gets suspended, we will report on it. We do the news that happens, but we're not looking to go out and embarrass kids.
Right. No, certainly not. Right. And there's so many great stories to tell from a positive point of view. It's such a unique area in that, you know, you've got so many great private schools, but you've got so many great public schools too that have competed well and at high levels over the years. You know, is it a toe dance as well to sort of say, hey, and I know Steve and I have talked about this over the years where you always get say, oh, you cover too much of that league or you cover too much of that league. And it's always kind of a dance to make sure everybody's getting their due attention.
Yeah. I try to tell the guys here, I said, you know, look at every complaint as a positive thing in that people still want to be covered by us.
Sure.
People are looking they consider it significant when they're covered by the Register. So that really is a compliment. We want people to value what we do. But yes, it is a never ending battle to get out. And we have so many great athletes, so many good teams. Orange County's got, you know, we probably, you know, now that we're adding schools in Irvine and other places, you know, we're up to about 85 high schools that have large athletic programs that we work with on a yearly basis. They're adding sports, you know, lacrosse is growing like crazy, and everybody's, you know, ice hockey, you know, growing like crazy. And it just becomes a bigger and bigger issue or problem, a good problem to deal with. But we do. We reevaluate every year in terms of where are we using our people, what are we doing, and did we get caught up in covering too much of this or that?
Sure. I mean, our focus, obviously, here on Catholic Sports View is the Trinity League and the six schools that reside within the Trinity landscape. And the Trinity itself could almost be its own TV network, its own section at times as well. And I always say it's probably the highest level of prep sports being played in the nation, and I don't think that's hyperbole at all.
I agree with you. I totally believe that what is going on in the Trinity League is amazing. The level of athletes and coaches and the competition that they go out and play is just, it's incredible as a sports fan to watch what's going on there. And boy, to watch those teams play each other in basketball and baseball, it's just great competition.
It really is. I mean, Modern Day's is good at everything. Santa Margarita seems like they're good at everything. Somebody's cool to just have so many great, programs. It would be easy for the Register, obviously. We only focus on one. You guys focus on everybody. It would be easy just to do a Trinity outlook, but there's so many great public schools, too. I mean, we can't forget all the great public school programs. Right off the top of the bat, I think of Troy High School, who's just got that legendary girls basketball program over there for years. There's a school that has just dominated at that one sport. They've done so well. There's just those many great programs as well on the public side of things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. Troy Girls Basketball Program is a fantastic program with a great coach. They just produced Kiana Smith, a wonderful player who wanted to play at Cal. You look around at the Edisons, you look at the Los Owls, the Mission Viejos. There's plenty of public school programs around here, not just one sport that they excel at. They excel at numerous sports. And I have to admit, though, that I think this is part of what makes Orange County so great, is that you have this competition among so many different schools. Some of them are public, some of them are private, and they're all looking at each other and thinking, wow, look what they've got. And you see somebody rise, and then somebody else comes up and passes them, and it's this constant, it's a development in each program, as you would in a school, to continue to get better. You continue to teach the kids better programming or better skills. And it's just fun to watch. It's just fun to watch them compete with each other.
Yeah, certainly true. Brian Patterson, high school sports editor with the Orange County Register, joining us here on Catholic Sports View. Journalism is all about, just finding the story. I mean, it's the fun is in the hunt and in the telling of the story. Is it fun for you, for your staff, obviously, to go to a school, maybe let's say a Bolsa Grande or a Pacifica or maybe an Estancia, somewhere like that. Schools that don't have tremendous history in some sports over the years have struggled at times to get their sports programs going at times. Is it fun to find and really mine out a story at a smaller school that kind of way?
It is. I love a good story anywhere. We have Catella Baseball this year, won a Division V baseball title.
Right.
Fantastic story. I wish we could have written more about it. I really do. You asked me about having more people, more resources. Boy, I really wish I had more people to tell that story.
Right.
Or at least another week or so of the season to be able to tell it. It was just a great situation at a school that does not win a lot of titles, and to have that team go on and win a championship. Kennedy Boys Volleyball Team, not a program that has produced a lot of championship teams here in the last 10 years or so, maybe 20. They won a boys volleyball title this year. It's just really fun to see these programs and these teams go on and have great success, and that really meaningful to them, because they've nobody takes for granted winning a league title at some of these schools, because they don't win a whole lot of them. And then to see them go on and win a CAC division championship is really a big story. We love telling them. I love reading them when our reporters turn them in. One of the reasons that keeps me here so late at night is making sure that we present them the best that we can,
right?
So that I always imagine people coming to the website either late at night or early in the morning and just having fun reading about their friends or their nieces or nephews or their grandsons and getting a chance to read their story on our website. That's the thing that keeps us here late at night.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same thing that keeps me going as well on our show that we do here. You mentioned resources and finding more and wanting to have more. Do you see on the horizon any chance to expand the coverage to be able to do more here? We obviously talked about the changing landscape of media across the world, if we wanted to put it that big, but obviously here in Southern California, the chance to tell these stories, and there's so many of them, as we've been talking about.
We never know what's going to happen. We've learned to expect bad news, unfortunately, occasionally to come up in our business. But for now, we don't know anything definitive. There could be more changes coming. And if they do, we'll hopefully be able to come together and figure out new ways to serve, to solve new problems. you know, as long as you continue to have people like a Steve Fryer and a Dan Albano and some others on our staff, people in Orange County are going to continue to get great coverage.
Yeah, well, what I do know is that you guys do provide fabulous coverage for all the athletes and coaches in Southern California, and you put on quite an event a couple of weeks ago at those high school sports awards, and want to thank you again for including me in that and for just such a great event.
It was great. JT Daniels is a fantastic player. I'm glad he received that award. I'm looking forward to having two more years of watching him play and seeing what he does. You know, we have busy Friday nights, but it is fun to see and hear what they do, and it's part of why we, you know, get ready for another season. We got more great stories to tell.
And that's the good news, right? That next season is just right around the corner for all of us, right?
Well, we got a little bit of time. But yeah, right. It's right around the corner.
We always say it's just enough time to catch our breath, and then it's right back to our pads and papers and our microphones, right?
You know, that's perfect. Exactly.
All right. That will wrap up things this week on Catholic Sports. So you want to thank Steve Churm, Brian Patterson, JT Daniels. If you want to listen to this show one more time or any of the other shows we've done in the past, simply go to OCCatholic.com/radio and you can catch all the past episodes right there on the website. I am Bob Gibson, and we thank you once again for joining us this week on Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio.